out. You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Wearing my new shirt. Got my new shirt from Bob and Tammy Evans. They went and cleared out the local Walmart there in, where were we? Elmsford, New York, I think it was. So I'm proudly wearing this morning, Bob and Tammy. Y'all need Jesus. Happy to do it. Back after a whirlwind tour of Chappaqua, New York and surrounding areas. What a wonderful, wonderful weekend it was. Am I tired? Yes, I am. Don Voss tired? You know, Don Voss, we rode in, Don came all the way from Wisconsin, drove down to Ohio, rode with us all the way to the weekend in Chappaqua, drove back last night. He left my house last night about 10:30, drove straight through because he wanted to beat the traffic around Chicago. Folks, I'm telling you something, my heart's full this morning. My heart is just full this morning for the faithful men of God that the Lord has brought into my life, faithful men and women of God. The people who showed up at Chappaqua and the ones who came a second time, and I'm not besmirching anybody who couldn't make it this time. I certainly understand all that. I do. But just the faithfulness of those folks to show up again was absolutely astounding. You know, one of the things that everybody was concerned about, including me to a bit, although not really, really not. I understand that numbers aren't important. It's faithfulness that matters. I thought, you know, somebody asked me, my wife asked me, how many we going to have? And I didn't know. I said, well, yeah, same thing. It's just six or seven of us. That's all right. We showed up with about 40 again. And faithful soldiers with their cars painted and their signs ready to roll. And you could not outwork him. Is there a chair there, Vic? Vic is one over in the corner. That ain't no chair. What do they call you? My enforcer? My Mexican
heavy,
mafia?
Heavy-handed.
Heavy-handed mafia?
I got it right here. We'll knock some sense.
He's got the club right there he's going to use if anybody tries to mess with me. Vic's...
That's your conciliary, brother. Mafia.
Yes, my house is full today. Vic's here. Ken Hall's still here. What's his name? Johnny Burkeen's still here. Craig's still here. Brooker's still here. I'm still here. Michelle's still here. And as I said, our heart's full. I've got a lot of stuff I want to show you, a lot of things I want to cover before we do. I want to, especially want to give a shout out to Rob. I want to do a Rob. Rob, the veteran in New Jersey. The veteran, Bob, I'm not going to use your last name. The veteran in New Jersey who battling PTSD, has a therapy dog with him, who just jumped in his truck and drove up there. He said, I didn't have any idea where this place was, but I was just going to go and hope that the Lord would direct me. And he came and brought lunch meat and just amazing. I know this, my friends. I just know this. We can win so easy. I got some videos and stuff I'm going to show you today that all we have to do is show up. Randy, you punched a hole in that threshold, brother. There's no doubt in my mind that you punched a hole in that sucker. And the old song, is something happening here, Vic?
Oh, there's something happening.
There's something happening. And I'm not even going to take time to talk about the naysayers who told us that we were wasting our time and all that kind of stuff. Not even going to go there. Just tip the cap to so many, to Matt Siskovich, and Mark Trump, and Bob, and Tammy Evans, and Victor, and Ken Hall, and Polly Heath, and Mike Heath, and Mountain Man, Terry Hall. My goodness. I could. Who am I forgetting, Vic? See, when you start doing that, you forget. People say, "Well, it. I didn't matter. I didn't matter. You didn't even know I was there." Yeah, I did. Yeah, we did. I knew you were all there. You're faithful. John Brockhoff and OJ and Dorita and yes. Linda Tibbs came all the way from Kentucky, and they brought the Mad Bomber with them. He always makes the FBI nervous whenever he's around. And Craig
2477.
Craig and 2470. Oh yeah, 2,477 days. We went to Chappaqua. Alan Hoyle, God bless Alan Hoyle. Yes. You know, all the hard work that he did putting the affidavits together. And I said Polly Heath and Mike Heath and
Serge and DeRozier.
And Serge, I got a video of Serge, and he brought Gary with him and Rob from I can't remember, Rob, whether you're from, you drove in from Chicago, but I think you're in from New Hampshire, Massachusetts, somewhere out there.
Oh, don't forget the
his two
the,
sons.
The Mark Wahlberg clone from Connecticut, Chris. Chris. Hey, what's up there, bro?
Yeah, Chris, oh, yeah, Chris. See, as soon as you start naming names, you forget everybody. We took a picture, but I don't have the picture in front of me. And it was weary, okay? It's wearying. Our trip yesterday took about 10 and a half hours coming home. We had traffic jams. We had all kinds of things. I don't know. We just put the pedal to the metal. We kept rolling. And hopefully most everybody made it in their bed last night. And y'all need Jesus. That's all I'd say. Y'all need Jesus. I want to emphasize today, again, that the Pass the Salt Ministries, Coach Dave Live, Equal Justice Tour, we're a gospel ministry, folks. We're a gospel ministry.
Hang on.
I'm going to show them. They won't see that. Well, see, Vic wants to be my producer.
And I got it upside down.
Vic wants to be my producer.
Right there.
I don't know if they can see it or not. We had business cards made that we handed out at the Walmart yesterday. Folks, don't believe the lies. Don't believe the lies. Right. New Yorkers hate Hillary, too. They hate Hillary, too. Just trust me. We hit two different Walmart parking lots when we were there this weekend. The horns are worn out in that area from honking the horns. We had some cards printed up. We handed out Equal Justice Tour, and I'm going to tell you this. And I don't even know what spirit I'm saying this of. If people would come on board and play, we would be able to deliver some knockout blows. Not a doubt in my mind that this is an ember that needs blown on, and this thing is going to fan into flames faster than we can ever imagine. I'm more convinced than ever that the media is rigged. The elections are rigged. Those people hate Hillary Clinton. Anybody telling you difference, telling you a lie. Chappaqua, we rattled Chappaqua again. This would be so easy to win. I'm going to show you some stuff. The impact that we had with 50 people. Can you imagine what if we had 500? Can you imagine if we had 1,000? Can you imagine if we had 5,000? Can you imagine if we began to do this all across the nation? Can you imagine if you understood that all you got to do is grab you and some of your friends and some signs and go stand outside your local Walmart and cry for equal justice, the impact that you can have? Folks, we can win this thing. We can win it. What's that song, Vic? Something's happening here. Something. What it is ain't exactly clear. And we had no sooner completed our dirty deed. Jared, Google Jeffrey Epstein. We had no longer completed our dirty deed. It wasn't a dirty deed. We returned to our hotel. Then what pops up on somebody's computer screen? Let me find it here. Jared got it up. I'm sure he does. He always does. Jeffrey Epstein arrested in New York on charges related to sex trafficking. That was July 7th, 2019. Say, who's Jeffrey Epstein? Well, the Lolita Express, the Clinton Express down there with pedophiles and molesting little children. And children are not toys. Yeah. Children are not toys, right? Children are not toys.
That's right, brother.
Randy laid his hands on that threshold at 15 Old House Lane about 6 weeks ago, and things are beginning to crack. You say, Coach, are you crazy? You taking credit for it? No, Holy Spirit did it.
Amen.
We just listened to his voice and we went. So we no longer get this thing done. And what happens? Jeffrey Epstein. And
coach, but it's not just shaking there. Look at it's shaking in California. And then in the kingdom of hell, they're feeling the shaking because the first thing just fell. Epstein okay. just
happening here.
There's more to follow.
There's more to follow. And you know, I could show you a video right now, but I didn't serve it up. I watched it this morning. Where President Trump said 3 years ago during the debates, I think it was in the debates or an interview, I can't remember what it was, that Bill Clinton had a lot of problems with Jeffrey Epstein. President Clinton said that. There's going to be a lot of problems with Bill Clinton and Jeffrey Epstein. And here we are, right, folks? Here we are. There's something happening here, okay? Something big going on. Hey, Jared, pull that back up there. You can, Jeffrey Epstein. Get that back up on the screen. So what's it? He's arrested in New York on charges related to sex trafficking. Now, you can go down there and you can read through all that thing you want to. Something's going on, right? And his connection to the Clintons. Tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock. Something's happening here. And if each one of us would just do our job, we're going to be shocked. Now, I'm going to show you something else here. Jared, go to our stuff. I'm sorry, folks. This is not the usual opening. Okay, I got a lot of stuff on my mind today. Jared, go to the stuff that I sent you. I don't know how many of you have seen this. We were having a debriefing after we got. Stop that! This computer. After we got done with going to the police station, which we're going to show you all that stuff. Yes, we delivered the mail. Yes, we delivered the affidavits. In fact, a couple of them are still around. Going to deliver a few more of the affidavits today to some other sources. But after we delivered that mail, Jared, if you would, pull up the video that says Newsweek. We're back doing a debriefing. And look what happens. Newsweek magazine. Right-wing activists file formal complaint with Hillary Clinton's local police department demanding her arrest. Folks, Newsweek magazine.
No, don't click there. Go to the other one.
Which one's that, Vic?
Yeah, no, go deeper, Jared. Down.
Down. There. Scroll down more, Jared.
That's going to be spam right there, bro.
Yeah, scroll down. There it is.
There you go. That's
There's
it.
Matt. We're presenting the petitions. Folks, this is Newsweek magazine. Huh? Newsweek magazine. There's a whole article. By the way, I want to tip my cap to Right Wing Watching Kyle. Hey, Kyle, thanks for the publicity, brother. Thanks a lot. Because Kyle's the one who's... if you scroll down there, Kyle, I'm going to give you a little bit. I want to thank you, man. You're advancing the ball for us so good.
Amen.
It's right here. It says Kyle Mantilla, whatever, a boyfriend of Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, admirer and follower, gave a bunch of information to Right Wing Watch. I'm sorry, to Newsweek, and Newsweek printed it. Folks, we couldn't. Thank you, Kyle. God bless you, brother. And so they have the video there. They have all the information, what we did. Newsweek magazine, folks.
Hey, Coach, and they nailed you. They nailed you. They called it a radical right-wing activist. And they called you, they said you did a stunt.
They called me what? I'm sorry.
A radical right-wing activist and a radical religious right activist.
That'd be me, Kyle. Thank you for this. For such a great description of who we are. I'll take one. Thank you. What we're all about. And so, folks, this is. I mean, come on. I'll say, oh, there you go, Coach. You guys just your headlines grabbers? That you doing out there? You just always out there chasing the media? We didn't chase the media. We didn't call anybody. We showed up. We did our job, and the media found out about it. Yeah.
Tell him he's running down the wrong way on the field. He's got to turn the other way.
Yeah, Kyle, you ought to join our team, bud. You ought to join our team. So there's Matt Siskovich. I'm going to show you a video here in a second. Folks, this is on Newsweek's homepage national feed. You with me? You follow me here? That these right-wing activists showed up and presented the affidavit. I got a lot of stuff to show you. I'm going to stop right now. I'm going to let somebody's out there got a question they want to ask or something, and then we'll dive into some more of this stuff.
Hey, Coach, there's a bunch of Kool-Aid drinkers on that Newsweek. I tell you that, boy. I scrolled down through there, man. Oh, if I could have slid on there and grabbed someone by the jugular vein, it'd have been nice.
Not only that, Alan, then they immediately turned to me and start you know, they start emailing me and telling us how radical we are. Like, guys, have you ever heard them call anybody radical left wing? Have you ever heard that? Why are those of us who stand for truth, why are we radical right wing? Do you know why? Because radical means root. And we are radical because we are the root, continuing growing root of Christianity. We are the very root of it. When you want to pull something up, you have to pull it up by its roots if you really want to kill it. And so what they're, well, Kyle, what you're saying, and you don't even know it, you're saying that we are deeply rooted. We're grounded and deeply rooted. We are radical, brother. Hey, Jared, he doesn't believe me. Go to Webster's real quick. Pull Mr. Webster up and see what he says about radical.
Well, hey, Coach, well, let's see what Jesus says about it. It says, and in that day, he's going to put the goats to his left and the sheep to his right, brother. You're so far right, you're in the game, brother. He doesn't realize to the left, those are the ones that are going to get casted into an ever lake of fire.
Main in the game, Dale. According to old Webster's, root is pertaining to the a radical is pertaining to the root origin. Right up there it is, Vic. Yeah. Fundamental as a radical truth, a radical evil, a radical difference implanted by nature. That'd be us, isn't it, huh? I'm right. Thank you, Kyle. I'm implanted by nature, constitutional, primitive, original, underived, uncompounded, serving to origination. If philosophy, a primitive word, a radical, it's a root or a simple underived compound word, primitive letter. In chemistry, an element, in chemistry, they spelled it wrong, back, or different back then. An element of, or a simple constituent part of a substance. We're radical. We're radical. We're compound radicals. Radical qualities in algebra and quantity. Kyle, that's a great word. We are radical Christians. We are. We're connected to the root.
Hey, Coach, words have meaning, don't they? Words have meaning.
Yes, Kyle, thank you so much for the compliment.
Wow. What did Doug Hagman say? Doug Hagman said they're watching us.
Yes, I'm Kyle's boyfriend. I'm one of his many boyfriends. So praise the Lord. I thank you for it. I'm going to send him a note, send him $5 or something for doing that for us. Thank you, Kyle. So where was I? I was on Newsweek magazine, right? I was on Newsweek. I wasn't on Newsweek. We were on Newsweek. I want to stop right now. I'm going to let some of you come back in here in a second. This thing was carried out by Siskovich and Trump and Heath and Hoyle. This operated exact. I was there. I was keeping watch over the flock by night. But these guys were doing this on. It was so incredibly amazing to watch, and we were effective, boys. We were really, really effective. Anybody else wants to jump in here real quick before I start showing you some stuff? Oh, Jack and the crew from Maine.
Jack
McCarthy.
Yep.
And Harold Peltier. And Jack's son. And Sarge came. And Mary came. Oh, God, I so forgot about. Sorry, Sarge. They came down from it. They drove all the way down, did the thing, and drove all the way back home. They didn't even stay. Oh, my goodness, what a, sorry, Sarge.
Yeah, Sarge is in the queue now.
I'm still forgetting people. It's kind of overwhelming. Anybody, come on in here.
I just want to say this. Understand this, that they're charging him, they're giving Epstein one charge, but understand the thousands of kids that he had trafficked, okay? So don't feel sorry for this freak, all right? Let's make sure that he's prosecuted. If he doesn't, Leo Frank.
Did I give any indication I felt sorry for him?
I know you didn't. There might be some people thinking, "Oh, poor Jeffrey Epstein." You know.
No. And I, well, plus I'm not. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to get Jeffrey Epstein saved. I'll leave that up to somebody else. I'm going to defend the babies. I got a crowd running around. Ken's going. You guys can come in here closer. I can move the camera. Maybe if I move back a little bit, we could all get in the picture.
We need Ken here because he's leaving today, bro.
Ken came in all the way from Nebraska. He just offered a lot. Anybody in the queue? I got some videos to show you. Okay. People from the queue aren't piping in here. Okay. Here's what happened. Jared, let's start with the petition video. Hey, Jared, stop. I'm sorry. I'm bouncing around here. Victor, my producer, is got me heading in the wrong direction. Let me pull back. we delivered 30 signed and notarized affidavits.
Oh, give Billy Blake a heads up. This guy, we call him from Brooklyn at 8 o'clock, and he shows up at 10.
We called a mobile notary. Came up from Brooklyn, Billy Blake.
He's the man.
He came up, and he sat there, and we paid him. He notarized every one of our affidavits. So when we went to the police department, we had 30 signed affidavits of the same complaint, notarized. We'll show you the video of them here. See, we thought it was important that we leave a trail. We leave a trail. Something we just can't say that we were there, but we thought we had to begin somewhere. And when we left, some action they had to do. Here's my phone blowing up here. I'll look at it here in a second. So we went on Friday night. We all arrived on Friday night, and we just sat around and told lies to each other and encouraged each other. Fellowship was so good, so rich, unbelievable. We got up Saturday morning about 10 o'clock. We gathered outside the same Walmart that we gathered out last time. I got video. Hang on. Same Walmart that we gathered outside before. And we held signs and shook hands and honked horns and took pee breaks. Had water. Just stood out there. We were going to be there 2 hours and ended up being 3 hours, 3.5 hours. Ken's got music singing. He's singing. Polly, he's singing. We were having a revival in the parking lot. The boldness of our team growing, growing, and growing is amazing. Then about 3 o'clock, I have video of that. Then about 3 o'clock, we decide it's time to go deliver the mail. So we drove into Chappaqua. We have video of it. We drove into Chappaqua. We went to the police station. It was a holiday, so we didn't think there were going to be a whole lot of police around, but they were clearly expecting us. And we drove to the police station, waited, everybody got there, went inside and presented the petitions. And I want you to be able to watch a little bit of that. This is about this is 8 minutes long or so, but I'm not going to watch all 8 minutes of it. But folks, here you are. You are seeing, I jokingly said, Kyle, write this down, Kyle. I jokingly said, if the Lord tarries, that's going to be like the signers of the Declaration of Independence. We're going to look back at that day to look at those guys right there. The only thing is, I didn't get to sign my name so big that the king could read it without my spectacles. Isn't that what John Hancock did?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't get a chance to do that. But I proudly signed my affidavit. And then we went and we asked all the veterans to go in. This is veteran-led, Christian veteran-led, radical. I'm sorry, radical Christian veteran-led. We went in, presented the affidavit, and demanded they do something. And here's just a real quick... just so you get a flavor of what's going on. Go ahead, Jared, and play that video for Ken. Says video.
Okay. Filing a blank, filing charges, what happened here in your town, in your area. And many of us, almost all of us right here in this group are veterans.
Okay.
And we swore an oath to defend the Constitution against domestic enemies.
Understood.
And so she was our public servant, you know, at one time, and she wasn't held accountable. So now we were looking to hold her accountable, and you as a lawful officer, you took an oath to uphold justice, uphold the law, and so these are signed and notarized.
Okay.
So they're official property.
Okay. I will take these and I will throw them for property.
Okay. All right. And we also want to drop a package.
Hang on, Jeff. Jesus. Folks, this is important to watch this. He doesn't know what he's even going to do with them. He has no idea. See, we have lost so much control of our government that when a felony like this is committed, because it's a federal crime, these guys think they can't do anything about it. That's how convoluted the system has become. If somebody gets murdered in Chappaqua, do they make the FBI come and charge people? Of course not. Isn't murder a federal offense? Isn't that a federal offense?
Yep.
It's a federal offense. And we hand these things to a crime that happened right there in Chappaqua, New York. And he's perfectly honest. He doesn't really know what to do with it. But we're going to find out. Keep playing a little bit more, Jerry.
To the Secret Service or whoever's there as well.
They will not accept any kind of paperwork on behalf of anybody for anything.
Secret Service will not accept any kind of paperwork. What the hell is that all about? Who do they think they are? They won't accept any paperwork. No, no. Top-down government. That's all we got, boys. Keep going.
Postal service thing. So that's not going to be something that we can do today.
Okay, and do you have a way or the knowledge that how we would get that to them?
I can basically forward this with a note to where it's going to go. I mean, this is obviously, like I said, it'll most likely go to a rank higher than I, and then decide what's going to go on from there. I can leave a note with those concerns if you would like a copy forwarded to the Secret Service. Again, I know that just from past practice that they don't accept any type of paperwork, packages, mail, etc.
Yeah, no, that's fair. So, that's fair. Well, as long as we can, get it through
the message,
the proper channels or however the process works, that stuff can get passed on to them.
Sure.
And if there's a way that we could get some type of receipt on that passing, is there anything that we can do on
that's
that?
Nothing
or is
I can that guarantee.
Going to be up in the air?
I mean, if you needed to speak with somebody at Secret Service, that's...
Give them a call?
Yeah, I really don't have much more because their protocols are different than ours.
Hang on a minute. Listen, don't miss this. I don't care what the Secret Service is doing. What are you doing, dude? You took an oath to uphold the law. You did, sir. I wish I'd have been in the room. I didn't go in the room because I'm not a veteran. I wasn't going to infringe on the right of these guys to speak on their behalf. But that's what I'd ask. I'd ask those two guys behind him. Do you swear an oath to uphold the law or only a law that don't bother Hillary? What's going on here? That's what I would have said to him.
Why the chief of police out there instead of sent a sergeant?
Well, because he was home watching the baseball game or something. He had something more in the
park. I think because, hey, coach, if we'd have... Yeah. If we'd allowed him, if we not allowed him off the with his answers, he was saying, "Oh, I don't know. We've never done this before."
Right.
Right. If we let him off, we should have not budged.
We should have not.
And when I was asking questions, I was trying to move that forward. But right, like get somebody down here who can.
That's
get somebody
right.
down here.
That's right.
We don't do legal advice. Well, get somebody down here who can answer some questions. You know, it's right. like
we weren't firm enough on that, Mark. Because if let's say somebody was being murdered at Old House Lane, 15 Old House Lane, right at that moment, would they say, "Well, we got to check with our legal department"? No.
Well, that's never happened before. We haven't had to deal with that before.
Yeah. Right. Right. So see, we let them off. We let them off easy, but we got to keep the pressure on them. And we're going to climb right up that food chain, and we're going to find out who's the one that's not enforcing the law. By the way, to not enforce the law, I don't have that right here. Bear with me a second. Let me go. Ken, go ahead and talk if you want to say something. Vic, somebody talk while I look for something over here.
Kyle, take a note. Kyle the Shoe Boy, Shoe. Kyle, listen to me. Get you a pen and a piece of paper. Start taking a note for coach.
Oh, he's doing more than that, brother. He's got
to
transfer.
I'm going to give him a little bit of here we go. Do you guys know this? Jared, I'm going to send this to you real quickly. I want people to see this. If we're going to get serious, we're going to get serious. But you know what they said to me? People said, aren't you, coach, worried about the Clintons? Aren't you?
Hey, coach.
Listen, I'd rather be killed by the Clintons than killed by cancer. You want to know the
truth? Amen. Amen. Hey, coach, how come is it we're pushing and pushing and pushing people to help us that are in our queue and in our audience? And we got people from right wing watch like Kyle who pitches in and provides publicity. He pushes information out for us. We didn't ask Kyle to help, but he did. Look at all these people who might be out there helping us. And, we don't know, but we need more people, right?
That's right, brother. That's right. Look, I'm going to show you something, folks. We're going to start taking this serious. Jared, I just sent it to you. There's no subject to it. Just pull that thing up there on the screen because I want people to see this. This was sent to me. Folks, we're finding more and more people who are waking up and willing to help. Malfeasance in office. Huh? What is malfeasance in office? Scroll down. Is that what I sent you, Jared? Because that wasn't what I wanted to send you. Malfeasance in office. How about this? There it is. Go back one, Jared. That's okay. That's okay. Malfeasance in office or is the commission of an unlawful act done in an official capacity, which affects the performance and official duties. Malfeasance in office is often grounds for the just cause removal of an elected official by statute or recall. This does not say this is a federal offense, right? And if those local police officers know that she committed a crime, they're guilty of malfeasance in office. They're sworn to uphold their they're sworn to do a duty.
Coach, but that's misprison also.
Misprison, I got that one here too. Misprison. I got a lot of good stuff. I don't want to get bogged down on this stuff, folks. We're into something here. Somebody else, come on in. Well, I'm not going to show anymore. That video, by the way, we're going to make all these videos of. I thank Vic for taking videos, Craig for taking videos, Bobby Lee for taking videos. A lot of people take. We got all kinds of video.
Paulie Heath.
Paulie did wonderful work while we were there. Just thank everybody who has. We have cataloged this, folks. Okay, we've cataloged it. And you know what I found out? I learned something this day. Soft targets.
Yep. Low-hanging fruit.
Low-hanging fruit. You got it. Hey, I want to thank Mike Chernovich because his case being successful is the reason we actually got arrested.
Yeah, Vinny was Vinny the yoga.
Yeah, of course, consigliere. Yeah, thank you, Vic. But yes, Mike Chernovich. Thank you, Mike Chernovich, for
tell me what Mike did.
Mike sued to make sure that the court cases weren't plea bargained. He didn't want any soft justice, just like you think, like, you know, a bunch of nonsense. Because he went through with it, we got this charge.
Okay, cool. Gotcha. Okay, let me show you a couple of real quick videos to give you a flavor. I'm telling you. Hey, Kyle. See Victor? Victor's got my back.
Got it, bro.
Huh? Victor the Magic Bear. I'm going to start calling you that, Victor, for sure. So then I got a bunch of clips I want you guys to be able to see. Jared, let's go down to the bottom there. Old Serge at Walmart. Serge came, man. Serge is all in. Hey, Randy Lunsford. Randy, I sent you a couple text messages, Randy. I don't know whether you didn't get them. I don't know, whatever. I want you to know something. That I saw that offering that you sent, the donation that you made. And I want you to know this, Randy, that because of that offering that you sent, everybody had a free meal at the buffet that night down there. So, Randy, you were with us, brother.
Thanks, brother Randy. You were good. With us.
And I told everybody there.
Thanks, Randy.
This one's on Randy.
Thanks, Randy. God bless you, brother.
You were with us, buddy.
Lord be with you, Randy.
So what did I say? Let's go to Surge at Walmart. Let me find that one again. boy, I'm half asleep still. I got to figure out a way, Jared, where I can put you right at the top of my screen and you're always there and make it easy. Okay, we're at Walmart. This is the guy who shows up and
That's Billy Blake.
That's Billy Blake, and he is the notary for us. He drove an hour to come and do all. So here's what we got, all these signs. Go ahead and play this second. This is from Vic.
We got him all here ready to go. All right, Gunny. Morning, Gunny. Oh, morning. Here, go ahead and take this thing and just speak into that little doohickey right there.
Yeah, okay.
Gunny, you got you a
wheel? Move ahead a little bit. I want to hear from that.
Yeah, we got it.
Move ahead, Billy. I want to see if Serge come walking up here. Where's Serge? Okay, Alan's telling us why we got there. Let's listen to this a minute. Alan's talking about the affidavit.
The affidavit's got some more we got to print out. Mm-hmm. Yep. An affidavit showing and telling what Hillary's been doing. Yeah, all her wicked, heinous crimes that she's been doing. But the main one we're working on right now is her emails that she broke her own laws, own laws of our Constitution, laws of our United States Code. All right. And all these kind of things, and so that's what's going on. And we've got these on paperwork. We're going to be passing these out, giving them out to the courthouse, to sheriffs, to police, to the FBI, to the state police, so that they have on record that we're filing charges, and now it's time for them to act.
All right, Coach. Coach wants us to get this done.
Hey, calm down. I want to see Big Surge come walking up here. I want to see Big Old Surge come. Yes. There he is.
Representative from Syracuse. You on
New York?
Yeah, you're there on Periscope. So,
hey folks, how you doing? Wish you were here.
Talking to that one.
Hey, folks, how you doing? Wish you were here. As you can see, there's a couple of us here, and I'm sure there's going to be more. And I can't wait to see Hillary walking with a bracelet on both hands with a little chain between them.
And then on her ankles, too.
Yeah, and they'll probably have to put her in a wheelchair. She probably
amen, amen.
Walk.
Yeah.
All right,
sir. Okay, nice got a second. Got a second. Serge, are you in here, man? Are you in here? You in the queue?
Yeah, I'm here, Coach.
So, man, give us your take, Serge. People want to hear from you, man. You're a folk hero.
I don't know about that, but it was definitely great to see everybody there, and it was definitely an experience. Even though we were there, a month ago or so, this time around it was amazing. Real quick story here. One of the guys I was with, I brought him from Syracuse. I'm from Buffalo. But Gary Dunlop, he lost his phone. And by the grace of God, we found a phone at Walmart office. Someone handed it back in. And
praise God.
Yeah, I bumped into a gentleman. He was a giant, a Russian immigrant, became a American citizen a couple years back. He worked in Trump Towers 10 years ago when he first came to this country, and he cannot believe what people are allowing to happen. Here it is, a man that's come from a communist country, and he became a citizen here, and he just doesn't understand the logic that people have allowing.
I don't understand it either, Serge.
Yeah, allowing what's going on.
Crazy.
And he loves his country, and he says, "Don't stop, because if we stop, it's just going to fall apart." And hopefully, people will wake up and realize that we got to start somewhere, and we need justice. And the only way we're going to get justice is through prison.
Come on in here. Jack, up there. Tell us about your trip down here, Jack. Whether it was a waste of time and the five of you that jumped in that thing and drove like 8 hours and stood out there all day and then drove 8 hours back home. Were you glad to be part of it, Jack? He said, Jack said, "I don't know how to unmute." That's probably what Jack's saying right now. "I don't know how to unmute this thing."
Jack Mack.
Can you do it, Jack? Well, we're waiting on you to get that figured out. We're waiting on, who did I just see up there? What said, "Oh, I got to get him in here." Who else is I looking at? No.
Hey, Coach. Don, good, thank you.
Don, you still alive, Don? Did you make it home yet, Don?
Are you excited? Windy.
Don's put like a 24-hour trip together. Maybe Don doesn't know how to get on.
Yeah, I'm here.
You made it home?
I made it. Yep. Yeah. About quarter to five your time. Quarter to five your time.
Hey, Don, was it a wasted trip?
No, absolutely not. But guys, I just got a call from my brother. I need you to hold up my mom in prayer. I got to go see her yet, so I'm not going to get to bed. I need you to keep me and her, my family, in your prayers. She's slurring speech and stuff, so I got to get her to a doctor, I think.
Don was Don left, came to join the family. His mother's ill, very, very, very ill. And so he returns home to that. So, Lord, just strengthen Don right now, Lord Jesus. Strengthen his mother, Lord. Father, we just pray that your hand would be upon him, your mercy and your grace would be upon him, Lord Jesus, and that your will be done in their lives. Comfort him. Comfort the family in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Bless you, Don. Thanks for coming. Amen. Glad God's got home safely. Trump, I hear you. Come on in there, Mark. I got lost.
Yeah, absolutely. Alan wanted me to pass on, and we all need to say a big thank you to Judicial Watch for a lot of the data they compiled related to the charges and the work they've done. We just wanted to send a thank you out. We certainly referenced a lot of their work and included it in the affidavit. So thank you, Judicial Watch.
Judicial Watch. Listen, folks, a lot of this stuff that's being done isn't being done by government investigators. It isn't. It isn't. And the people who have been why won't some of you guys get on board with this? What is going on? We can win. I'm telling you, we can win. And you know what else I know? A lot of the police officers are, in fact, on our side. Ray and Jane. I said Ray LeBlanc, didn't I? Ray and Jane LeBlanc. No, they came. No. Holy smoke, how can I forget them? They came all the way down.
From Christian News.
The police officers, the law enforcement are on our side. They are sick and tired. Sick and tired of two systems of government going on. They're sick of it. All right, let me show you this. This is a good one. You guys remember the Rent-A-Cop? We went to Walmart last time, and this cop jumped out of the car, and he came and he went ballistic and yelled at us. He showed back up. But I think he had a lobotomy. He had something done to him. He was Mr. Pussycat. He'd had somebody neutered this boy. Jared, pull that up. It says Rent-A-Cop. This is Craig.
Yeah, Craig.
Craig took this video for us. And the unit, we're not going to see it, but we are at the Walmart, which is where we gathered, and we were getting such great feedback at Walmart, we didn't want to go anyplace else. So here's Craig's taking this picture, and we're going to see the Rent-A-Cop. This is, folks, this is just us standing out on the street and holding signs. This is so easy. Go ahead.
See if he wants to hit me again. All right, we got the mall cop. The mall cop that hit me again. I wonder. I know. I don't want to get boogered too close to him. Well, you want to hold him?
Yes, I'll hold him.
All right, that way, yeah. Because I'm going to get in a fight with a cop if they try to take my dog.
Oh, Craig, you big talker. There he is. Mr. Pussycat, would you please leave? We don't want you here. Gary Pierce, I forgot Gary. Hey, Gary.
See where that sidewalk is?
There he is. I'm giving a little bit of directions here. Sue and Barb! Thank you, Sue and Barb, for coming.
But no, this is private.
The car's in the background, folks, all day long.
See how the uniform is.
Signs, indict Hillary, probe Hillary, equal justice, and the horns are going off.
We'll work it out. Thank you.
All right,
thanks.
There you go. Demons are going. The big boy this time around, huh? We put him in his place last time.
Yeah, demons left him or something. He's out of uniform. It'd be sad.
Mildly. Okay, Craig, we can pull that one off there. But hey, go ahead and forward that a little bit farther, Jared. Because I just want people to see that we're just people standing out on the street holding signs.
Yeah, he said he was proud to vote for Hillary.
Phil, that's look at this. Folks, this is so easy. There's Harold. Bless you, Harold. Thanks for coming all the way down. Starting dialogues, honking horns. This isn't hard stuff. Come on.
I'm the trainer from the NYPD Academy.
What about him?
He's there, too. The trainer. From the NYPD.
The trainer from the NYPD. I can't remember his name. I'm sorry, man. I got so many names running through my head. Guy came from the Bronx a second time to be with us. There's John Brock off the Mad Bomber. Hey, FBI! There's John Brock off the Mad Bomber. 2,744 days. There he is. There's old John.
That young guy with
the... There he is. God bless him. God bless him. Okay. I feel like I'm boring y'all out there. I'm going to shut down here, man. I got a couple more good things to see. I want to hear from some of you. Trump, I want to hear whoever. Somebody out there. Kevin Van Story, you were doing something this weekend. Tell us about that, Kevin.
Well, all I did, Coach, is I read that indictment on my radio show, which aired Saturday morning. And then as soon as you sent me the link for the Newsweek, I was listening to Red Pill 78 Saturday Night Live. And they had about 2,800 people online. And I actually got him to announce it and pull that article up during his broadcast Saturday evening there. So, and then I've joined a couple of groups that I posted that into, and so it's just getting you a little bit more exposure. I couldn't be there with you, and it's not that I didn't want to. It's just that right now it's not a good.
He apologizes. Chance from American Wholesale. He came. Chance and his wife Merle. They showed up. Praise the Lord. Vic, my mind's coming back to me now. I'm starting to remember people that I forgot.
Hey,
and by the way, but hang on just one more second. I want to thank a lot of you, some of you, many of you, for taking the financial burden off. I haven't gone through the numbers, but we're probably in the neighborhood of hotels and everything, $4,500, $5,000 spent. Said, what? Yeah, we spent over $3,000 in hotels. We had gas and we had meals and we had, it was $200 to print up all the affidavits. It was $200 for the guy to come out and the notary to come out. We had to pay him to do that. We spent a lot of money. I'm not complaining. We spent a lot of money. But if you can, help us restock. We need to restock. Some of you have already done that. And I would call out your names if that was done it. I don't want to embarrass anybody for having done that. But I know that we appreciate you and know that we still need a little bit of support. So you can go right there on our website and donate. Somebody want to come in?
Hey, Coach.
Yep. Yep.
Hey, I just put the link for the Newsweek article into the chat. Every one of you listening here today need to copy and paste that. Go to whitehouse.gov/contact. Let POTUS know what happened this weekend.
Amen.
Kevin, say that again, man. For us slow learners, what do they need to do, Kevin?
Copy and paste the Newsweek link, the URL that has the article that you showed earlier,
right,
with video. Take it, copy and paste it, go to whitehouse.gov/contact. That's a direct email to the White House that somebody, if they saw 50 of those today, probably would get somebody's attention.
Amen. Thanks. I think they have
us guys out here in Oregon, we got to figure out how to get out there more often now.
Yeah. Hey, you feel it, don't you, Tim? You feel it.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Tim, listen, I'm going to tell you something. Folks, if you think that the Holy Spirit can't work through a small group of people and have an impact, I don't know what to tell you. And what we did is, as somebody said, huge.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
You know, if you give me the text to that, I'll make that video. I still haven't received the text of the affidavit.
The affidavit's online, Larry. It's at equaljusticetour.com. We posted it online for everybody to read. It's on the website. It's on coachdavelive.com. If you want to try to get a copy of it, you can. It was very well written. As I said, 30 of us paid. We paid for that notary to come out. There it is. It's up there. I'm not going to read all through this because I did the other day. It's really, really good. Talks about treason. Talks about – it's all right there. So, folks, you can grab that URL and you can share that and you can shoot that around.
Hey, Coach.
Yep.
I just posted that whitehouse.gov contact under Kevin Bushy's information. I went to the site while you were just talking. It took less than 30 seconds.
So you've already done it.
It's that easy. I just did it. Yep.
Jared, put that up there real quickly, Jared. Whitehouse.gov. So people can see and hear and understand what it is they're supposed to do.
Yep. 30 seconds, guys. /contact.
There it is. There it is. All you got to do, put your name in there. Boom.
Yep.
Boom. Boom. Copy and paste and send it.
That's it. Another thing, Coach, is everybody who came and everybody who supported, there's going to be people who can't come every now and then, and we understand all that. But I got to share, we held one sign really proudly, and Norm couldn't be here, but we used his sign. We missed you, Norm.
That's right. I'm sorry. I thought you were going on there. So Jared was just doing that online for you, folks. Look, he copies and pastes it. There it is. Boom. Send it. Somebody's going to see it. Somebody's going to read it, and something's happening here. Also, real quickly, Jared, Jared's something, isn't he? Mm-hmm. He needs something. Ken Hall's been really quiet. He sang all weekend. He's probably his voice is probably on. Jared, jump in here, Ken. Tell us what's rolling through your mind.
Yeah, you know, you were talking about the local police and stuff earlier, and that's the problem. And unfortunately, it's really our fault that we've let things get this far out of hand that they don't feel like they can do anything. It's kind of like, you know, the American citizen thinks that we can't stand up you know, and govern our government, you know, that all we can do is just elect elected officials.
Send that, Jared. And, go ahead.
Yeah. Keep going. That's not the way our founders intended it to be. You know, it's just like, you know, we think, well, we hire police so we don't have the right to defend ourselves. We hire military so we don't have the right to arm and prepare for war. You know, no, we hire them to help us with our duty. We're not surrendering that duty.
That's right.
Exactly. God gave that duty to each and every one of us as an individual, and we can't shirk it. You know, we can't give that to someone else.
We have to stand up
to help us with it.
Yeah.
And we have to do it ourselves.
I just told you, go ahead and send that. You filled that whole thing out for me. I said, go ahead and send that. Oh, here's what I want you to do, Jared. Pull up our business card, Jared. I sent it to you. Vic already showed you. Folks, we went out we went to Staples on Saturday night. We said, man, we need something to hand out to these people because they're for us, but you don't have time at the stoplight to explain what's going on, right? So we had these cards made up.
It's Mike. Mike, the guy there at Staples.
No, he ain't listening. No one is above the law. Help us fight for justice. EqualJusticeTour.com.
Amen.
We handed these things out. Shame on me for not having them sooner. We got 3,000 of them for $53. And they're really, 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 really were effective. So shame on us for missing that. Now, I want to show you two things. I want to show you the drive-by at Hillary's house. Yes, we did that again. But they wouldn't... They weren't quite as cooperative this time. They said we needed a parade permit. We needed to be able to get out there. We're not allowed. Now, listen. We didn't need, I'm going to say a bad word. We didn't need no damn permit. We didn't need no damn permit. All right? Hey, we don't need no damn permit.
Especially when it's discretionary.
Public property. Public property. So Vic filmed this 2 minutes. This is our drive-by of Hillary's. They told us we couldn't get out. Well, I wanted to get out just to prove to them that we could. But sometimes you got to figure out what fight you want to fight and whether it's worth it or not. And it wasn't worth it. We already had the cops back on their haunches. So this is about a 2-minute video of the drive-by narrated by King O'Vic here. I'm sorry, I thought you had up and running.
Coach, to replenish the kitty, that's on the Equal Justice Tour.
Yeah. Yeah, you can replenish it at the Equal Justice Tour. You can replenish it there.
All right.
Here we go.
No, hold it the other way because if you hold it sideways,
we're driving down the road, coming to Hillary.
Right there? Yeah. Okay. It has the full 4K effect. Okay. So then just tell them, sorry for the technical
glitch. Okay, we'll turn right.
We're making
up
a right.
Old House Lane.
Yes, there's the Newcastle Police.
Yep.
This is the actual Equal Justice Tour in action. Feast your eyes. You're going to see Hillary Clinton's home abode. See, there's the police. They have the cars. We're gonna make a loop up here. Look at where this place lives. Look at where this lady lives. This is what all the illegal aliens want. They want a house like this. This is why they want all your money, so that you can go ahead and pay for them to live in this luxury. There's a Hillary's house up there. This is what they want. This is why everybody from Venezuela all the way on up, they wanna come to the US. They wanna come down here so they can live like their queen bee, Hillary. No, it's not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen. This is the cop I talked to last time. Hey, brother, remember me. Lord be with you.
See, they wouldn't let us get out of our cars this time, right?
Take care, guys.
We'll see Hillary's house right here in a second. Hillary's house is right
there.
There's
a Blackwater right there. Right there.
Boom! That's her house.
Blackwater right there. The Mercs.
This is our tour, drive-by tour.
But see, this is what it's about. This is what these people want to come to live here. These are like make-believe houses. This is
okay,
where they live.
Stop that. That's how simple it was. We drove by there a couple times. And then oh my goodness, I'm about out of time. Oh, I'm gonna. Doggone. Jared, go real quickly. Where is it? The right to assemble. It's about the down midway, right to assemble. Folks, here's how far we've fallen. I've got this on video here. Started at the, where does it say to start? It doesn't matter. We park our cars after going to Hillary's, and we go out on the streets of Chappaqua with our signs. The police officer comes up and tells us, you ready for this? There's no right to assemble in Chappaqua. No right to assemble. What is it? I said, how many is an assembly? I said, there is no number. There's no number. I said, two people? I said, well, we could determine two people were in assembly if you want to. In other words, no free speech on the streets in Chappaqua, New York. Now, we could have stayed there and got arrested. I think we'll just file a civil rights lawsuit against them instead. But go ahead and watch this cop telling us there's no right to assemble in Chappaqua. Close the spell out at the five-minute mark, Jared. Here comes the cop.
My brother.
This is why you need a permit.
All right. Need a permit.
Oh, we can't.
Trying to work with you, this is what you need a permit for. This is one of the things you need a permit for. I can give you a copy of our local law. Our local law is not so specific that you need X amount of people, whatever else. It's an assembly, it's a demonstration. There's a bunch of things they outline. So I was directed by my supervisor before I took this detail today that this was not going to...
That this wasn't going to happen.
Sure. No, I understand. And I think we've had a good working relationship
over
the time that we've had, exposure to you guys.
I understand that.
So I'd appreciate if we could, we did what we did today.
Okay, what could
appreciate if we could move along.
So if we took our signs and we wanted to walk down to the park, we're not allowed to do that?
If you wanted to walk down to the park, where?
Down to the sidewalk. Down the Safala sidewalk.
Or to the farmer's market. Could we walk?
It's over.
Oh, is it?
No, we just want to go down there.
Farmer's market was over.
We want to go down there and take pictures of and stuff. What if we wanted to just do that?
You wanted to take a walk around town?
Yeah.
It's
cardio.
Pretty simple answer. We want to walk down the hill with our sign.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
All right. So Alan got the ordinances from the police department. What he found was is if it was groups of 10 or less, we can do it.
Ten
or less. So whenever we challenged him, he said we couldn't, but he didn't know that ordinance. And we actually heard from another trooper or police officer that we could do it in groups of 10. So we got new information now. If we break up in small groups of 10, we can walk wherever we want peacefully and assemble in public areas. There's permits required.
Mark, that's nice of them. It's your First Amendment. The Constitution's your permit. Chappaqua can't tell you to assemble.
This sergeant didn't know his own ordinance. We knew the law better than he did. That's the point here.
So, folks, here's the lesson. We're about out of time. Here's the lesson. It's like when you read the Bible. You believe stuff it doesn't say. We believe laws that aren't laws. The founders called it pretended legislation, made-up laws, like killing babies. That's a made-up law. Men being able to marry men, that's a made-up law. It's pretended legislation. We got people like this enforcing the law. They don't even know what the law is, but yet they enforce it because my superior told me I told to. Don't ever forget this. We're the superiors. We're the superiors. Not the chief of police. He ain't the superior. He's the administrator. We the people. And until we can understand that, the way our system of government is supposed to work, we're not going to win some of these skirmishes. But we can. Somebody help me wrap this up. King of Vic, somebody help me wrap it up.
Hey, Coach, city ordinances are not laws.
What's that?
City ordinances, I dealt with this when we were in Alabama. City ordinances are not laws. Officers are not sworn to uphold ordinances. They're up to uphold laws. Laws are passed through legislation and signed either by governors or presidents. City ordinances are not laws.
Amen. Amen.
Amen, Dale.
Oh, boy. What an education. Yep, Trump, we're not going to be a bull. We're going to.
Morning, Coach.
What our right is. Yeah, Matt. God bless you, Matt.
Good morning. Hey, thank you. So I think the bottom line is, Coach, we have them basically on the run, and we got them wet in their pants, and we pretty much have upset the apple cart. We have to keep the pressure on, and we're, yeah, there's more to come. But I believe now we are going to see Hillary be putting shiny bracelets and an orange Mao Zedong jumpsuit.
Hey, Matt, thanks for all your hard work, man. You've been you've done yeoman's like duty to pull this thing together. And hey,
listen, amen.
I got a message. I got a message for all of you. We weren't just wasting our time. We weren't just wasting our time. All of you out there that said, "Oh, it's the Clintons. You'll never, nothing will ever happen. No, blah, blah, you're wasting your time." Hey, folks. We have kicked the ball forward. It's rolling down the lane, and it's going to hit that head pin. Something big's about to happen. God bless all of you. Thanks for all the support. Help us replenish our coffers if you can. You can do that at CoachDaveLive.com or EqualJusticeTour.com, either one. We have not yet begun to fight. God bless you. Thanks for all of you that helped. We'll see you tomorrow.